Good evening, my name is Eliseo, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions. We are not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on a or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, some other political party?
Republican.
Okay. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote.
I am definitely going to vote.
What is your age?
63.
Okay. Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
I'll say right direction.
From the following, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now? Constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment, cultural events like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights, affordability issues like inflation, insurance and housing costs, public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration, economic issues like taxes and government spending, moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C.
A public safety issue?
Okay. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Anthony Sabatini.
Don't know him.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Favorable.
Would you say very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. Nan Cobb.
Neither. I don't have an opinion.
Eddie Owens.
Don't know him.
Kerry Baker.
Favorable.
Would that be somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay. David Jordan.
Very favorable.
Mike Levine.
Don't know him.
Ron DeSantis.
Very favorable.
Mark Jordan.
Don't know him.
Keith Farner.
Don't know him.
Now, if the Republican primary election for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th, were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Mike Levine, Keith Farner, Nan Cobb, Eddie Owens.
Probably Cobb, because that's the only one I know. Somewhat else. I'm really not into politics, can you tell?
Okay. Would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Nan Cobb?
Probably voting. I'll do research before August.
Okay. And from the same list of, And from the same list of candidates, who would be your second choice in the Republican primary election for Florida State House? Mike Levine, Keith Farner, Eddie Owens.
I just have to do research. I have no idea with that one.
Okay.
Is there a, I don't know.
Yes. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, not changed much?
That's a difficult one, because I have an inheritance, so I am just going to stay the same.
Okay. Generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? Bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there is less gridlock and more gets done for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government. Bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles.
I like the first one.
Which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden? I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November. While I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies and am voting for Donald Trump, I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he is too old and not capable of being president. Joe Biden's debate performance proves that what we knew all along. He has severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself, and after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool American people.
The second one.
As you may be aware, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently. Current property appraiser Kerry Baker qualified as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot and incumbent Kerry Baker will be a write-in candidate. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? This was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser's position from Kerry Baker. Jordan has been censored by the local Republican Party for his actions and is being sued for this. Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has a right to run for political office. Had Kerry Baker just filed as a Republican and paid the fee, the two of them would have faced off in a primary and Republicans would have decided the election Baker was trying to pull. Baker was trying to pull a fast one and has nobody but himself to blame.
The second one.
Okay. If you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for Florida State House? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. A candidate who only recently became a Republican and did not vote for Governor DeSantis in his first campaign and did not support President Trump in the primary.
It wouldn't make a difference.
Okay. A candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of